Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate, joined by Tom Keegan. And Tom, we're going to talk a little KU football. It is still January. We're kind of used to David Beatty being the head coach, but it's never too early to start looking ahead to the next season. So it's time to do that, isn't it?
Well, they're making it easy to look ahead to the next season because they're getting recruits here. And anytime you get a quarterback recruit, that catches people's attention and is worth talking about.
Absolutely worth talking about as well is the Smart Buy program at Briggs Auto of Lawrence. If you're looking for a low-priced vehicle, buy smart with the Briggs Auto Smart Buy program. These vehicles are priced between $7,000 and $13,000 with payments as low as $199 a month. So be a smart buyer and purchase your Smart Buy vehicle today at Briggs Auto of Lawrence or go online to briggsauto.com/smartbuys. And the guys at Briggs are sponsoring this podcast and so many others that we've brought to you. So a quick reminder right there. But let's quickly jump back into this quarterback thing, Tom. Carter Stanley is the name of the newest recruit. He has not signed yet. Can't do that until February 4th. But he is committed. He is orally committed. One of those, my word is as good as oak things, and we'll see if it is. But
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Vero Beach, Florida is where he comes from. He's a two-star quarterback. What, 6'2", 188 pounds, something right. like that. You saw his highlight film for the first time on our drive home from Ames, Iowa, covering that basketball game up there, and you liked it.
Well, there's reason they call them highlight films. I'll admit, I like every highlight
film. But let's talk about why you liked it, what you saw. I mean, obviously, they're not putting incompletions in there. I wish somebody would, though. I wish a kid, let's say a kid who was a four-star quarterback, and he had great offers, and he knew where he was going. I wish his film would be, you know, completion, big play, incomplete sack, big play. Yeah. I mean, you know. This is who I am. It would be awesome. It'd be a good way to get noticed too. you'd probably go viral. But anyway,
my Little League hitting highlight film.
There you go. But yeah, what'd you like about Stanley? Who again will be a freshman when he gets here? But there's some very interesting things about his skill set and his fit with this offense that Beatty and company are bringing.
Well, this 6'2" height on the tape, I thought, gee, he didn't look 6'2", but that was at a summer camp. Measured in shoes, 6'2". That's how they're all measured,
right,
with shoes. The 4'6'1 was measured electronically at that same camp at Penn State's campus.
Very significant.
Very significant. Because electronic timings tend to be slower. That's plenty of speed. But more than that, he looked like he had a pocket presence. He looked like he had a quick release. He looked decisive. And you could see this. He's scanning the whole field, boom, 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 real quickly, and then delivering the ball to the guy who he thinks he can squeeze it into. And some of those were squeezed into tight spots.
Yeah, I was most impressed by the variety of the throws. He could throw a zip ball over the middle, fit it in somewhere like you're talking about. He threw some deep balls to the end zone, some corner fades, those types of things. He threw the screen pass very well. I think I agree. I mean, I know I agree. I think the most impressive part, though, was the way he moved around. Every movement seemed to have a purpose.
Yep.
Head up, not panicked, confident kid. And that's not to say he's going to be the starting quarterback on day one or anything. But I think what it tells you is both in looking at his skill set and what they want to bring in and in talking to new offensive coordinator Rob Likens and also to David Beatty, I think it tells you that this kid will have a legitimate chance to compete for the job. It won't be he got here in June or he didn't report until fall camp, so gosh, he's not going to have enough time. He'll have plenty of time. And that was what I liked most about my conversation with Rob Likens. He said, the bottom line is we want our offense to be something that these kids, even true freshmen, if they're good enough, can learn in 3 or 4 days and then start as a true freshman.
The whole thing just seems like a fit, doesn't it? You know, you had Likens telling you that, and then you see that this kid is exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
Someone who can make all sorts of different throws, loves to throw, is used to throwing a lot, is mobile, good pocket presence, decent speed, and it just seems like, I don't know, you get that sort of a good vibe about it.
You really do, and this isn't a good vibe like a kid who came from, you know, some small school in Arkansas or something. I mean, this is Florida high school football.
Yeah, it's Florida high school football. It's not the biggest class, But it's a decent schedule. I talked to a Florida high school coach, a former Florida high school coach, was telling me he knows some of the teams on that schedule. To go 11-1, to throw for 4,000 yards, to have 40 touchdown passes, and I think it was 7 interceptions.
7 interceptions, yeah.
When you're throwing 40 touchdown passes and have only 7 interceptions, that jumps off the page. When it's Florida, that jumps off the page. Don't want to make a comparison here to Todd Reising. That's not fair
Don't
to
do it.
Anybody.
Don't do it.
But in high school, he had like 35 and 4. Outrageous TD to interception. The guy looked accurate. The guy looked mobile. You know, can't wait to see him here in the summer.
Sure. And, you know, the other thing, he added almost 600 yards rushing and 7 more touchdowns there, obviously using that speed. But also, good decision-making is what that tells me. A kid that, you know, he'll look, read, not there. Okay, I'm going to go get some yards. I'm going to go make a play, get something positive with my legs, and keep moving forward. And I think that he's got his work cut out for him. I mean, Michael Cummings will not be an easy guy to unseat, regardless of the fact that they're both kind of learning this thing together and it's new. Michael Cummings is a confident guy. He's played a ton of football now. He's never going to be that guy who lays down. Michael Cummings is going to give you all he's got. Whether that's good enough remains to be seen, but he'll get a strong look. So will Montel Cozart. He will. I mean, they're going to take a look at that, and they should. I mean, it would be irresponsible if they didn't at least see how this offense and what they want to do fits Cozart. What we saw from him in the past.
I disagree, because I think that you should turn him into a wide receiver immediately, and the reason I think that is because he's going to look good in practice. He looked good in practice in John Reagan's offense, and he's going to look good in this offense. But certain guys can process information quickly.
Sure.
And keep moving quickly physically when they're processing information mentally. Here are three guys who could not do that. One was Dane Crist. One was Jake Heaps. And the next is Montel Cozart.
That's your three opening day starters.
Right. And I think for a new staff to think that they can find the key to Montel Cozart by him being a fit in their offense would be no different from Charlie Weiss thinking, well, Notre Dame couldn't figure out how to use his talents, but I certainly can. Brigham Young couldn't figure out a way to use his talents, but I certainly can. I think it'd be a big mistake. I think you've got to let Cummings, Ryan Willis, and Carter Stanley be the guys who are competing for that job, and I think you've got to switch Jordan Darling to offensive line so that he can begin sculpting his body toward that, so that he can receive offensive line instruction immediately, so that he can have in his mind, I'm going to be an NFL offensive tackle.
There you go.
Because he's not going to be a college quarterback.
That's what we have to remember as much as we start to look ahead, and when we do, there are going to be guys that change positions. There are going to be guys that change sides of the ball. It happens. There are going to be guys that leave, too. And that happens with every coaching change, and it won't be any different this time. It will be very interesting. One of the reasons that Cozart to wide receiver thing is so intriguing is because there's a significant need at wide receiver. And that's not to say he would necessarily be a home run there either. I mean, he would still have to learn the position and be tough and be able to play that position and better than guys who have been playing it their whole lives. So
yeah, Kerry Meyer was a home run and Kel Pick was maybe a single. You never know how guys are going to work out when you switch their positions, but it's worth a try.
Sure. And, I mean, yeah, he's obviously got some length and some athleticism and some speed. And, I mean, those things generally translate well to wide receivers. So it'll be interesting. But I do think the quarterback battle, regardless if Montel's involved or not, I do think it'll be intriguing. I really think that, again, Cummings is a guy that you expect will, with some of his experience and stuff, maybe have just a leg up on day one. But can this kid close? Can Carter Stanley close? And can he be the guy that impresses during the live camp stuff and during those, you know, I mean...
And can Ryan Willis be a fit for this offense?
Right,
we don't know.
Right, and the only other reason, you know, I mean, T.J. Millward's a guy we haven't mentioned also.
Right.
One thing you have to remember about quarterback here is Ryan Willis and Carter Stanley will not be here until June. So Michael Cummings will be here in the spring. That will give him a leg up.
Right.
But they got to have someone else there, you know, in the spring taking some reps. And so just, is that TJ Millward exclusively, or is that when Montel gets his look and then they kind of see and then they decide from there? I mean, it'll be interesting. Either way, this position is something that has to get addressed. You've written about it 1,000 times. Michael Cummings, I think, was solid this year. He was, but solid still only got him to about average. It's just that KU fans had seen such poor quarterback play over the past 5 years that even average looked great. And all of a sudden people are celebrating Cummings like he's this, nope, can't beat him out. And look, Michael's going to compete. I know he is. And maybe he will win the job. I don't know. But I do think KU should strive to do better than average. And getting Carter Stanley to commit, getting Ryan Willis to commit, David Beatty even offered a kid in the 2016 class, a Texas kid, and a long way to go before they land him. But it's very clear that they understand, hey, we've got to do better at the game's most important position.
Yeah, and right now you could say that there are 4 quarterbacks. I'm saying I'm not counting Darling and Kozar because I've decided they're changing positions.
Well, you know, that worked out for Brandon Bourbon. He's been a linebacker for, 2-3 years now?
So you got TJ Millward, and you've got the 2 incoming freshmen and Michael Cummings, and just see what happens. But if the OC is correct, that it's 3 or 4 days that a sharp high school quarterback can learn it, and then everybody's in the mix there, those four. And you know, Kozart hopefully will be working all spring at wide receiver, and Darling will be in the weight room and in the film room and in the daily spring practices learning how to be an offensive lineman.
And at the buffet. I mean, you got to get there too,
what a
right?
great thing. I wish someone told me, you know what, to do the job we want you to do better, we need you to put on 50 pounds in the next 20 months.
There are some days where it kind of looks like someone has told you that.
I know,
I've seen you get after it.
I got to work on that. You're absolutely right. That is guilty as charged.
But hey, we all have to have our vices and, you know.
It's pretty harmful. Well, it's not harmless. I shouldn't say it. It's pretty harmful, but it
could be worse.
Better than smoking or drinking to excess.
Right. I have talked to guys, both on this staff and in other areas of football, that say, no, this is the real deal. You really can learn this offense in just a few days. And I got to admit, I was very skeptical. I mean, a couple of the people I've asked, I said, hey, you know, I'm reading and I'm hearing that you can learn this thing in a week. Is that really true? You know, that's even how I ask it. And they say, oh, gosh, yeah, 3 days, 4 days.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So you're talking about something that may look very different and may be very different. And for this offense, and for KU football, something that's even more simple. You know, they already pared it down a little bit, going from Charlie to Reagan and what they did last year and Keesaw and those guys. That was a simpler version of what they had been doing under Coach Weiss. Take it even a step farther now and go even simpler. Maybe these guys start to play with a little more confidence if they actually feel like they know what they're doing.
Well, if it's simpler, you get more reps.
Right.
At each play, and you're more precise.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that's good news.
Yeah, and I know for me that's going to be the most exciting part about the spring, just seeing what this offense looks like.
Well, you know what's interesting? If it's simple and can be taught in 3 days, I wonder how many days it would take to teach me.
Yeah.
And good would question. I could it be the rest of my life and I just wouldn't get it?
I've never
played in organized.
Probably not. You know, I mean, I wouldn't think you
sandlot football.
I wouldn't say you'd never get it. I mean, that's, you know sports, you're smart, by intelligent. But that's interesting. It'd be an awesome exercise.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the KU coaches don't have time to teach you. If they do, ouch.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody out there could try to teach
someone
it to
like
you.
Someone like Goody or, a friend of yours who is a
world-class holder, NFL caliber.
He's an NFL caliber holder.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he could teach you that, but that's something you may never master. I mean, the guy's just gifted. That's all it is.
He is a gifted holder.
So
not as good as Brad Strauss was, but we digress.
We'll see. But I am very much looking forward to seeing what this offense is all about. I know you are as well. And there'll be a lot of new faces and a lot of new players in new places too. I mean, it's going to be different than we've seen in the past 4 or 5 years. And
anybody who is expecting immediate results as far as significant improvement just hasn't been paying attention. They're going to be down on scholarship players,
right?
because of the rules where you can only bring in 25 guys in any given year, and there were so many guys who didn't show up for Charlie Weiss, didn't qualify. I like that four of the eight JUCOs that David Beatty got there went to JUCO because of for football reasons, not for academic
Absolutely.
reasons.
They were qualifiers out of high school. They would have been fine, but they wanted to improve their stock, and good for them. So I know he was very, very proud of that as well. I mean, I think that it helps answer the question about why so many JUCO guys. Well, technically, a couple of them you don't really even count as JUCO guys because you're not worried about them. All they are is a couple years bigger, a couple years stronger, a couple years smarter, perhaps, a couple years more experienced. So anyway, we're getting way off track. That's the look at the quarterback position real quick, and I'm sure it won't be the last time, maybe even this month, that we look at the quarterback position, because that's a place they really continue to look for talent, continue to look for a way to do better, and there's plenty of faces there that will have a chance. It's going to be a wild race.
Carter Stanley's intriguing, there's no question.
Very intriguing. I agree. You said it earlier in this podcast. He's just got a good vibe about him,
yep.
And I think that nails it. I mean, he's still got to come here and prove he's worth anything, but that film, it's not the throws, it's not the stats, it's not all those things. It's just that vibe. He looks like a player.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's all we got time for today on the Spodcasters. Once again, today's episode was brought to you by Briggs Auto of Lawrence and the Briggs Auto Smart Buy Program. These vehicles are priced between $7,000 and $13,000 with payments as low as $199 a month. So be a smart buyer and purchase your smart buy vehicle today at Briggs Auto of Lawrence, or go online to briggsauto.com/smartbuys. We'll talk to you next time on the Spodcasters.